Blog Talk Radio.
is that men again. God, we ask you to cover our minds, our souls, our hearts. We ask you to cover everything. Keep coming to you, God, with our hearts open. We're going to keep coming to you, God, with our requests for our family. God, we just want to say we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Romeo, thank you for joining in. Roski, thank you for joining in. To my family, Brian, Margot, and Apostle Elect Cecilia, thank you for joining in. I just want to tell y'all, God got a sense of humor. We're going to start off first with saying, I am your host, though, tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Start off with our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I started off with that to say, I have been seeking God first. Those of you all that have been watching the ministry, whether live or when it rebroadcasts itself or it come up on your timeline, thank you for watching. But I have been asking God to deliver me from certain things and certain people. I have been asking God to take certain things out of my life. And most of all, I've been asking God to work on my attitude, or how would you say, my me. God, work on me. I threw my hands up. I was sick. Y'all ain't ready for me tonight, because I'm going to tell you something. God got a good personality, and God will show you some stuff. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful how you ask for it. Now, be honest with yourself, because God is going to be honest with you to see if you really want it or you really need it. God will show you yourself. You may not like what you see, or you may have to laugh at yourself and say, God, I was looking for a heads up. I was looking for, you know how you get said, I was looking for somebody to just come by and say, God going to bring it to you. Joining in, Crystal, Christine, Blue Star, thank you for joining in. Earthquake, thank you for joining in. I'm saying right now that God is funny. God will make you laugh. God will make you cry, but when you ask God for something, you be praying about it. And Pastor Hannah say, put an indeed on your prayer. So, baby, I was listening to Pastor Hannah one night on Facebook Live, and I threw my hands up, and I said, God, do this for me. Indeed, I was touching with, as my prayer partner say, about 2,000 or 3,000 people or more. I was touching and agreeing with them for God to do something for me. Indeed. Well, God doing it, indeed. I had asked God to deal with me when it comes to people. You know, I have a snap lip, and I say what I mean what I say, and I say it when I say it. You know, and I've been asking God to help me out with that. Teach me how not to hurt people's feelings, or teach me how to say it in a manner that they would understand that what I'm saying, I mean it from my heart, but I want to be graceful, tact when I say it. So, Lord help me, Jesus. I want to share something with you all. I'm going to go to Proverbs. What's this? I think it's Proverbs 9. Well, I'm going to do Proverbs 11 and 12 first. He that is void of wisdom, despite his neighbor, but a man of understanding, holdeth his peace. See, I've been teaching God how to teach me how to hold my peace. I also been asking God to teach me how to just, how can I say it? Be more of a, I'm trying to say it in the right manner. You know, I'm going to say it like, okay, I'm going to say this first. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, verse 6 said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That's what verse 6 says of the 5th chapter of 1 Peter. Now, verse 5, that's right above 6 for those of y'all that have a difficult time with finding numbers. It says, likewise, ye youngins, submit yourselves unto the elders. Ye all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resent the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So I've been asking God to humble me. All right. Been asking God to teach me how to be humble. Teach me how to practice my hush ministry. You know that don't always have something to say. Don't be willing to have something to say. Just sit back sometime and just. That's what I've been asking God to do. I've been asking God to help me when it comes to certain people, that I don't cut them down, or cut them so hard that they don't need a Band-Aid. They need just a roll of gauze, you know, or a big patch with gauze around it down. I'm just saying, that's, I've been asking God to help me with that, because sometimes I can act like that. I don't know about y'all. See, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. Sometimes I can cut up like that, you know, and I have begun to pray and ask God to deal with me when it comes to that, that sometimes it's better to be quiet, you know, because we know the Word of God teaches us how to be quiet. And sometimes when you're quiet, your quietness says a lot. It says more than it does when you're nagging and hollering, screaming and cursing and acting a fool and just doing the do, you know. Sometimes people hear what you don't say more so than what you do say, because sometimes you could be saying so much you ain't saying nothing. As my cousin Freddie would say, they ain't talking about nothing. Freddie Thomas would say in a minute, they ain't talking about nothing, they ain't doing nothing. They just up there making noise. So in the book of James, the 4th chapter, 10th verse, say, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, I just told you, just in verse 5 and 6 of Peter, 1 Peter, he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, that's in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. What'd you say? Read it again? Okay. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Not in your time, but in God's time, which we know his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts are not our thoughts, nor is anything he do is not the way we do it. His timing. Our timing is not God's timing. God's timing is always on time. He may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. Now, back to James 4 and 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Okay, now, you say read that one again? Okay. James 4 and 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Okay, I'm saying all that to say this. I was speaking with my prayer partner about a venture, and my prayer partner has suggested that I do this venture with someone else. And I said, no, I'm going to leave that person. I do understand my prayer partner say, that ain't God. That don't even sound like God. I don't believe that's something God to do. And I say, well, God gave you that ministry, not me. And the prayer partner said, well, again, I say, that don't sound like God or nothing God would do. So right then and there, God had convicted me in my spirit, and I was really trying to act like I didn't hear them. But like your doorbell, it just kept ringing, bing, bong, ringing, bing, bong, ringing. Forehead in my hand and say, you know what? Let's call this person right now. And let's see. And I really want the person to say, no, I'm not going to be able to do it, or maybe next time. But before I can really say to this person what I want to say, God told me to tell on myself. Say, God help me. Because I was trying to find my way around telling what I had said about to them. So I went on and humbled myself before God. And I said, Lord, okay. So I said to the person, I said, well, your name was brought up, and I said I was going to leave for somebody else to work with you. Hey, Sheree, thank you for joining me. But God made me call you and tell you what I said. So the person ended up saying they would do it with me, and it ended up being a blessing to me. Now, just think, I could have missed my blessing because I told y'all I ain't ready for me tonight because I'm going to tell on myself. Ain't about nobody else tonight. It's about me asking God to please me. It's about me saying, Lord, you got to help me. Because if you don't help me, God, I'm going to still be working in my stinking thinking. Because I think on that day, I thought I was all in the bag of chips. Y'all, can we be honest with ourselves? I thought I was all in the bag of chips. Hey, Leonard, thank you for joining in. I'm telling y'all, give me some happy faces if you know that's where you've been caught up at. I really believe I was saying something slick. Except my prayer partner had the nerve to check me. You believe that? She checked me and said, and didn't say it with a happy flight. That ain't, he was just cold and straight up outside it is in Chicago right now. She said, that ain't God. And God don't operate like that. God don't do nothing like that. So no matter what I said, the answer was still, that ain't God. God don't operate like that. So I had to either swallow my pride, because God, he don't like no prideful person. That stinks in his nose. He don't like that. He will turn his face away from a prideful person. And I'm asking God to work on me and with me, because it's some things I have up before God. And for the things that I have up before God, I can't be walking. And you all that know me by my name, I can't be walking in that place with those of you all that know me by sorrowful. I can't be walking in the place of those of you all that know me by fearful. I got to be walking in that place that God knows me by. That's my daughter, and she'll do what I say. I got something up before God where I'm saying, Lord, bless me indeed. Pastor Thomas, thank you for joining. God has a sense of humor out of this world, because God made me tell on myself. And not it was a surprise. He told me, call the person and tell them what you just said about them. But you know, as I did it, I felt good. I felt real good about it, because that wasn't nothing I allowed the devil to use on me concerning this person. Oh, y'all better hear me. What you say, Leonard? Pride goes before. That's right. That's right. That's right. And walking in a place of, nope, I don't want to work with that person. I'm leaving that person to work with somebody else. But after I told the person what I said, and we moved past that, and we did what we had to do together, I came out of the situation. I came out of the situation where I said, I had to go back and say, God, I thank you. And I really went back to the person and said to the person, I thank you for what you've done, because it blessed me so. So when you sit back and think of yourself up here, you better remember, and you right here and somebody else right here, God will show you, no. Change them hands. Because what I had to do was really realize I did need to humble myself. I really need to get before God and stay before God with asking God to deal with me with my attitude. Because, see, in my heart and mind, I didn't think it was so bad. But I'm telling you, when that prayer partner of mine said, that ain't God, and then changed their tone, then changed the conversation, and stayed on that. Now, I don't want you to think we were talking for a long time, 5 minutes. This was it. Excuse my alarm system. Somebody's going out the door. When this person told me that this was 5 minutes of them saying this to me, God convicted me, and God making me call the person and tell them what I said. In other words, apologize. Because the good part about it, it's not the sad part, the good part about it is that person didn't even know I said it and wasn't even aware that I had said it. And the person I said it to would have never told that I said it. But when you thinking that you're someplace you're not, and you're asking God to deliver you and bring you out, now, when God show up immediately, don't act like you didn't hear. Don't act like you waiting for him to do something else, because the word of God talk about the small things. You know, how the foxes destroyed the vine. The word of God talks about the small things. So if you cannot hear God when he tell you to do the small things, how you going to hear him when he tell you something? If you can't receive getting a blessing because of a small thing you do, stop asking them for the big breakthrough. Stop asking for the big deliverance. Stop looking for it, because you're not going to get it. Because I'm telling you, being humble is something else. You got to be willing to be humble. You got to be willing to embarrass yourself. Especially when you really thought you was making yourself look clever or sounding clever. You got to be willing to be embarrassed, place you're walking out of. I'm not going to say walking in. You're walking out of. I'm trying to walk out of a place because I'm trying to walk into where God is calling me. I'm trying to get out of the miry clay. I'm trying to get out of the desolate land. I'm trying to get out of the tombstone of place where they bury people. I'm trying to walk among the living. I'm trying to bring life to people. But if I'm steady walking in destruction and walking in a place that life don't exist, how am I expecting to be seen as a change? Because one thing I want you to know about me, I love the Lord. I have changed a lot of things about myself, not because I personally had the power, because I personally went to God and said, God, I need to get a hold of this thing that causes me to talk like this, causes me to act like this. I said, God, what must I do to tell me I'll go? Show me I'll say it. Now, I want y'all think I'm talking backwards. No. Tell me I'll go, God. That means when you tell me I'll go away. When you show me I'll say I don't want to do that. No. When you pull me away from something, God, I'm going to throw my hands up and say, God, you lead and guide. Because certain things that I was at a place where it's not I couldn't let go. I didn't want to. You know how we had those. I can't help it. Not that one, Lord. Don't touch that one. I was at that place. But I had to let God lead and guide me and say, God, if you're taking me from that, you said I can't love this and love you too. I got to give up one. So I said, God, I'll give this up because I love you just that much. I'll let this go. But if you know me, you'll know how I feel about that. Tomorrow, today, there is liberty to do things. God read it. It says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's James 4 and 10. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, that was one thing. Let me tell you about it. Now, let me show you in one, put God in no time limit, and don't tell God when you're tired of him delivering you. In that same week, I had said to a supervisor that told me a chore, I'm going to put it like that, a chore that they wanted me to address. And y'all can laugh. I was full of myself that day. Lord, God had been showing me myself all this week. Not last week, not a week before, not a month. This week just passed. From Monday, I could take it back because I had to work this weekend. From Saturday up until today, God been showing myself. So I was off today, but I was able to talk to the supervisor. He said, do this, do that. And I said, no. I heard it. I know what I said, but I think I was more like, did I say that? But I didn't want to say nothing because he didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. So anyway, I told him I wasn't going to do it. I was this, I was that, and I sure did. So again, I'm talking to my prayer partner. We're praying about some things. And I said, you know what? I want to share something with you. And as soon as I said it to my prayer partner, she said, So I kept on going on and on. She said, And so now, let you all know, my prayer partner is a boss. She's a real boss. Hey, Jabo, thanks for joining in, Craig. She said, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, if you work for me, you'll be getting an email saying, be in my office tomorrow morning for the first time for a counseling. And I said, why? I was just telling him how I feel. He said, That's why you'll be in counseling tomorrow morning. I'm going to tell you how I feel. He said, now, you need to go back. And you need to do this and you need to do that. And I said, God, did I do it again, Lord? And I just heard God say, I ain't got to answer what you already know. I'm telling y'all, God got a sense of humor. So while I went to work that following day, I just kept running into this person, the supervisor. And I had to go to the supervisor and say, cause I humbled myself in the face of God. I humbled myself, and I went back to the supervisor and said to them, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't like saying the word sorry anymore. I like to say apologize. I said, I'm so sorry, but I must apologize to you from the day before. And with talking to that supervisor, because God had touched my heart, to come to this supervisor with humility and being humble in front of the supervisor said to me, said, I forgave you when you said it because I knew what you said and I didn't even take it to heart. I know why you said it. And once that happened, I said, look at God. Now, what if I hadn't apologized to him and had kept walking around in that position? Hey, Val, thanks for joining in. You know, what if, just what if, but because I did submit myself, so when I rendered to Caesar the apology, I was giving God the humbleness that I needed to give to let him know, I heard you, you used the woman of God to talk to me, you used the woman of God to give me correction, because y'all know we quick to say I could take correction, give me correction, I could take criticism, give me correction. We said because it sounds good, it sounds we're so strong, but we know we can't take it and we don't want it. But I'm telling you, just in this past week, two things I had to do verbally. God made me go right back to them people immediately with the first person that I said, I'm going to leave them to somebody else. God made me do it immediately. But because of what I said to the supervisor, the person that had authority over me at work, God made me do it the next day. I had to go back and say, I apologize. And because I apologized, the first one, I was blessed because of my actions with sharing. Second one, because of what I did, it put me in a better position with my workflow. Not saying I'm going to get, easy assignments. No, not saying that. What I mean by my workflow, there won't be no tension when we walk past each other. When we speak and smile, it will be a truth. Hello, good morning, how are you? It will be true. So I'm saying that to say a lot of times we need to make sure we ask God something. The first thing we ask Him for is to prepare us for what we ask Him for. Don't just jump on a bandwagon and don't just run and say, well, you know what, they said it. No, if you're asking for it, if you're asking for that's right there. And hey, if you're asking God for deliverance, if you're asking God for a breakthrough, if you're asking God for to make things and situations fall away, and you put the, make sure you ask Him to prepare you indeed for the work that He's going to do in you. So I'm saying, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing. Because, God, indeed I want to be delivered. I'm not saying it feels good. And I'm not saying I like the way He's doing it. Because sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes you may not like the way you're going to look. But sometimes you have to look at the way you look when you see it. You know, so it's going to prepare you for what God is doing. And I just thank God for someone to be a prayer partner that's not trying to be your friend. Because there's a place for friendship. There's a place for kinship. But there's always a place for leadership when somebody is helping you walk in the place that God is calling you to walk. When somebody is there that God has assigned to your life as well as your assigned to theirs, that they will speak to you in truth. Not some truth. Not half truth. Not, well, I should have told her. No. They're not going to be a yes person. They're not going to be a person that's worrying about what you think of them. They're going to say, I got to answer to God for not telling you. I thank God for blessing me with a person that don't mind saying, that ain't God. I don't care how you sugarcoat it. I don't care how you paint it. I don't care how you roll it up, spread it out. I don't care how you put it out there. That ain't God. And if you all don't have nobody like that in your life, I'm going to tell you like Denise LaSalle said, you better drop that zero and find you a hero. Somebody that's going to help you get what God is doing that I have, it can't go. Where God is taking me and where God is putting me and where God is going to promote me, I have to make sure that I'm sure that God knows that I'm a willing vessel. You all can take it however you want. You all can see it however you want to. But if you have any problems or complaints about anything I say, take it to God. Don't doubt me. Watch me. Don't doubt me. Just see me. Because what I'm going to do is what God says, when He says, how He says. And I'm saying to my prayer partner, find me saddle in the gate. If you find me standing on the foul line, call me out. Because one thing I don't want to do, and this day and time, it's too late in the game. Y'all see this color in my hair? This is put in. This right here is grew in. So I'm letting it be seen. I have wisdom. I want to use it. Because one thing I know that God told me, if I like wisdom, I can ask. Out of all of my gifts, get an understanding. And one thing I understand is that God will answer your prayer, answer your request. God will answer your desire. But you better make sure you prepare for what God has to do. So my prayer I learned is indeed. So when I pray at night and I ask God to deliver me, I say, God, when I make a request and I say, God, this is what I want, you said you would give me my own desire. God, this is what I need. Indeed. Like I started the program off saying, I'm sorry for running a little late, sitting down. I couldn't find my notes. I had my notes. I don't know what I did with them because I had a little flood in my basement, a little water coming up through the drain. I'm asking God to work that out for me. Indeed. You know, I told you all before, and I'll tell you again. I believe God for crazy. I believe God for stuff people won't believe him for. I have a dear friend. I don't see him that much anymore. His name is Dr. Kenneth Siomi. He's a pediatric doctor for many years. And I remember a time when I needed a car, and Dr. Siomi blessed my church so that my church can bless me with a car. See, I believe God for crazy things. Now, I mentioned his name. It's not because he's super rich. It's not because he's all of that. Dr. Siami is a good God. What I mean by that, a good God, he's a good God over his profession, which is pediatrics. When he takes care of those children, you can trust him with let God lead and guide him. He's a good God. He's a good doctor. Dr. Siami is Dr. Siami. I don't know no other way to put it. If he can't bless you, he's not going to hurt you. He really took care of me when I needed to be taken care of as far as a donation, a blessing. I hope I said that right. So if you all heard me say he's a good God again, I'm not calling him God like God I am, Almighty. No, I'm saying it in the fact that he profession because he know how he got it, the way he got it, and who made it possible for him to get it. So, with that being said, I'm going to say again, make sure you stay before God. If you don't put indeed on your prayer or in your prayer, start. And make sure you ask God to prepare you indeed for what he's going to do. The timing may not be when you, in other words, I was looking for an email that said start next week. I was going to start with you. But I didn't get that. I got it like an Instagram. It happened like that. But I thank God for what he's doing. I thank him for bringing me to a place of being able to say, God, I wasn't ready for that, but I thank you indeed. I'm so glad God has a gift for you. I'm so glad that God was able to show me, because a lot of times you can't see yourself. I'm with you. A lot of times you don't want to see yourself. With you. A lot of times you decide that your way is the way. Because the word of God even talks about how in our own thoughts, our own mind, we think we are, you know, correct. And God calls us a fool. You know, so I just thank God for a prayer partner that exposed me to myself. In other words, even though we was over the phone, but in my face, that didn't hold back, didn't sugarcoat it, but just said that ain't God. Not one time, but two times in 1 week. Ooh, boy, I tell you, when you can laugh at yourself, but afterwards, after you humble yourself, you do find yourself blessed. You do find yourself come out of it blessed. It's, but it's an awesome feeling where you can feel something that was on you lift up off of you because you don't want to admit it and you really don't even want to acknowledge it. But I tell you, I needed to humble myself. and I did. And I'm just waiting on God for whatever else to do. So I thank God for that letter. I thank you for your standing integrity. I thank Margo for there is liberty in doing things God's way. And I want to walk in God's liberty. I want to walk in God's peace. I want to walk in God's love. I want to walk in God's light because I don't want to get to heaven and find out my name is not in the Lamb, find out they're not going to stay good and faithful. I don't want to hear, to the left, to the left. Elevator going down to the left. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear it. So, you all, I thank you all for joining in on tonight. I started off with our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. It's in the Word. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I read to you all tonight. I got to laugh at myself. God is something else. I read tonight James 4:10, 1 Peter 5:6, and the 5th verse. I just want you all to know that when you ask, be ready for a change. Or if you're not ready for a change, maybe you shouldn't ask. Because God is so good. Hey, Ro, thank you for joining in. So, again, I'm your host for this Friday night service, which is from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. until 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here every Friday, as long as the Lord says so. On Sunday mornings, we have blog talks. Also, with Minister Kaiser and possibly Legislator Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That phone number is 312-861-2354. We're also here on Monday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With this will be the first Monday coming up, this Monday, Raina Wright. And I'm so excited because I know that God has put a word in that one of God's mouth. And most likely we will be doing that on Facebook Live also. So tune in this Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with Blog Talk. Also, you can follow my page. I will be sharing her video if you're not friends with Dr. Serena Wright. And that phone number is the same number with Blog Talk. It's 310-861-2354. If you all aren't doing anything Sunday, I would like for you all to join me at 4244 West Madison Street in Chicago, Illinois. That's the 60624. At 2:30, we will be having church. It's next door to Laundry Mac across from, what is that, Dollar Store, Family Dollar. We're only there for a little while. We rent this church in the afternoon, so we stop left us with our own house. My pastor name is Pastor Service Troy Thomas. So if you all would like to come by and have church with us, please come on by and enjoy service with us. Again, we have Smile 3E, shopping. That is the ministry that this program is with. The program is called Let's Talk. And I just want to let you all know that we have awesome ministers on Smile 3E, Dr. Serena Wright, on the first Monday of the month. The second Monday of the month is Pastor Sergeant Troy Thomas, which is an awesome man. The third Monday of the month is Minister Margo McCord, awesome woman of God. And the fourth Monday of the month is Prophet Antoine, awesome man of God from Florida. dish, God. If the month have a fifth Monday, we will be having that dedicated to our youth. So if I'm not mistaken, I think March has a fifth Monday, and I'm asking God to place on my heart who He would have us bring forth to be the youth minister for ministry. God is opening up this ministry. We are a worldwide ministry. Mount Reed, www.whodadocstandforindeed, what God is going to do. So I want you all to know that Mount Reed, Blog Talk, Radio, Via Web, and all of His ministers love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Please stay tuned Sunday, Monday, and Friday. So God add on more days. Who knows? We're going to do that sooner or later. We'll see what God says. So for you all, be blessed on the night. I pray that God bless you and your family. Give you all safe travel to, through, and from. Whether you're going to work or you're going to the health club, you're going out, whatever you're doing. And I'm asking God to put up you under Holy Ghost and rest, that you would accept this invitation that He laid out before us many, many, many years ago, before we were formed in our mother's womb. He laid out an invitation to the body of Christ. And know that God hasn't changed. He loves us the same today, tomorrow, and forever. God don't change. There's nothing new under the sun with some stuff. But we are able to change our ways and our thoughts. And on tonight, I just had to share with y'all how God has a sense of humor with humbling people. Because I never tell you about nobody else's story. I only tell you about mine. Because I have enough in my life to tell you how God blesses me from Genesis to Revelation and how He uses people to bless me. Because He sure used my prayer partner to say, "That ain't God." I can just see her face. "That ain't God. Who told you that was God? Where you get that from?" I got to laugh because behind both corrections, y'all, I got blessed. See, people don't want to tell on themselves because they be, "I ain't gonna look like no fool." If I come out of it blessed like I did this week, I'ma look like a fool. Because God blessed me when I did what He said, when I humbled. So you all, I'ma say it again. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to laugh at yourself. Hey, Carl, thanks for joining in. It's okay to be saved. Being saved don't mean you walk around sucking on a lemon and looking like it. You can be saved and enjoy God and have a good time. I enjoy myself. I ride my motorcycle. I laugh and talk. I have freedom. I just don't have it with the same partner. I changed my partner. I have to do things now with integrity. I have to do things now with the instructions of how God said to approach this thing, how to go about it. Learn how to draw people in with love and kindness. That's what God's word said. With love and kindness have I drawn. Don't use a lemon or a grapefruit. All right, you all, thank you all for joining in. I pray that you get good rest. I pray you get some rest while you're sleeping. A lot of times we sleep and we don't rest. I pray God touch your body, heal your body, your mind, soul, and your spirit, and just bless your heart. God, give them a heart to love you. If they're not saved, give them a desire to want to be saved. Put it in their spirit, oh Lord. And if you hear God speaking to you, just say, "Here I am, Lord. What do you want me to do? What do you want to say? What must I do?" You all, you make it simple. You ain't got to get all, "Oh, Lord." Now, that's what God calls you. But sometimes you need to just listen. Let's see what God is saying. God got work for us out here. Many are called, but few are chosen. I'm going to say that again. Many are called, but few are chosen. And some of you all call yourself. So Make sure when you're doing the work, you're doing the work of the Lord, not steaming and gleaming. Let God lead and guide you. Love you all. So I just want to say to you all, love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. All right. Good night, everyone. Good night, Blog Talk.